Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all are open for God to do something good?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. You can be seated real quick. Give us good sound. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I've sensed it just about all week long. God's doing some things. Amen. Get ready for it. Amen. Don't wake up after it's all over, you know, and try to catch up to what's going on. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now is a time of great blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people want to sit up there and joke around and play games and miss God's best. But watch what happens. Amen. You mark the word of the Lord. You mark the word of the Lord. God's about to do some great things for those that'll put their faith out. Amen.
Amen.
And grab a hold of it and grab a hold of the word of God. God's about to bring some people up.
Hallelujah.
Testament, it's time for supernatural promotion.
It's time for supernatural
and the devil can't catch up.
And the devil can't catch up.
Say it again. It's time for supernatural,
promotion.
And the devil
can't catch up.
So step out.
Step out.
Don't step back. Mm-hmm. Step out and step into what God has for you. Amen. Step out, step into what God has for you, and you'll find yourself stepping up to a higher level, amen, of blessing, a higher level of anointing, amen,
amen.
A higher level of relationships.
Yeah.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Watch it manifest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessings are falling like rain from heaven.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's easy to get blessed in a time like this.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Don't listen to the thunder. Think about the rain. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Speak to yourself. Amen. Amen. This is my season.
This is my season.
Of opportunity.
Of opportunity.
And supernatural blessing.
And supernatural.
And I declare.
By the word of the Lord,
that blessing is going to manifest
through me.
Yeah. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. How many want to go over to the other side?
Amen.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm part of the blessed ones.
I'm part of the blessed ones.
Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
My. Jesus is ready to pour himself. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of you want to be blessed?
Amen.
How many want to be blessed?
Amen.
We're just going to pull on the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I'm ready for that sorrowlessness.
Amen.
Everybody say sorrowlessness.
Sorrowlessness.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Say I receive.
I receive.
God wants to show off on somebody tonight.
Oh, hallelujah.
God ready to hook some people up. Why? He feels like it.
Amen.
Every once in a while, God just gets in a blessing mood. He does stuff just because he feels like it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God's in the mood to do good.
Amen.
Because he is good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, if you grab a hold of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I guarantee you'll be blessed. Oh my gosh, the Holy Ghost is trying to get a hold of you. Trying to get a hold of you, trying to get you to put your trust in him, your confidence in him. He's already moving. He's already moving by his grace and by his power. He's ready to turn up the power. Somebody say hook in.
Hook in.
And get ready.
Yeah,
somebody say hallelujah. Look at somebody say, you ain't seen,
nothing
yet.
Yeah.
God's about to blow your mind with the goodness that he can do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many been blessed before?
Amen.
How many ready to get blessed again?
Amen.
Some of that blessing, amen, before you even think it. He does doubly. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to get away from you people tonight. You probably just can't catch it. I don't want you bringing me down. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hi, I'm ready. I'm looking for some people that can get out there and believe God on a supernatural level and get blessed in that dimension and that degree.
Amen.
Somebody's not limited to what they can think in their little head, amen. And somebody can say, hey, I believe in God and God is real and God does great things. Amen. And I expect it to happen every moment of the day, every second of the way. That you can start to move in some of that anointing when you can start to say, money comes to me right now before the hour is up. There it is.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Those things that you've spoken are soon about to manifest. Before you just speak it, you've been believing on it for a long time, then it shows up, and then all of a sudden two and three show up. Amen. Somebody say, this is double portion time. I'm not playing games with you people tonight. Amen. We can go home and sleep and get ready for Sunday morning. But I'm just telling you what I'm perceiving in my spirit by the Holy Ghost. And not just perceiving in my spirit by the Holy Ghost, amen, but starting to experience. Before we used to have asked people, I need some help getting out of this mess. We're getting ready to where we're starting to get blessings. We need help to manage.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Amen.
Help me bring in the hall.
Amen.
Come celebrate with me. Amen.
Amen.
Come flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost with me. Amen. Come look good. Come smile a little bit with me. Amen. Come shout a little bit with me. All you got to do is make a little bit of noise. God's about to do something good.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just saw Jesus jump out of a box.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stand up, Don. Glory to God.
Oh, praise God.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Yeah, already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Watch. 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 He'll be prospered and speaking in tongues in no time at all. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God just feels like blessing people. You don't feel like receiving. We ain't got nothing else to do. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo-hoo. Look at somebody say, it's payday.
It's payday.
Mm. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're just going to have to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. You can't handle what God's about to do. You're about to mess it all up. Amen. You're about to mess it all up. You just need to get so blessed. Amen. Amen. By the time you sober up, you'll be in a different dimension. You'll be in a different income bracket.
Hallelujah.
You'll be in a different mindset.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ever seen people get drunk and wake up and didn't know how they got where they were? Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
You're going to think about it, mess stuff up. You don't know where you're going. He does. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm ready
to
get
toe
up. Say, what are you talking about, Brother Rod? Luke chapter. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How you doing, sister? How am I going to get out of this one? Watch. Drunk. Well, go on and get drunk. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If you're drunk, he'll give you a new pair of shoes. Hallelujah. If you're drunk, he'll fix that roof. If you're drunk, he'll get you out of that raggedy car. Hallelujah. If you're drunk, he'll put the mess. Amen. He'll get rid of that mess and give you a big blessing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Leave, you just get intoxicated in the Spirit of God and watch what happens by the time you sober up. Just go on and get blessed. You know why? Because the blessing of the Lord is the presence of God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. See, people don't understand that. See, when you get real blessed, when people, you ever heard men and women of God say, well, go on and get blessed. Go on and get supernaturally blessed where you feel. How many have been blessed where you just felt God's presence? Amen. You could barely stand up. You wanted to laugh, cry, shout, fall, and run, dance all at the same time.
Amen.
So we say, bless.
Bless.
It's that type of mentality. It's that type of attitude. It's that type of presence when the blessing of God comes in the room. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's that presence and that, you know, sitting up under that kind of anointing and in that kind of grace. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich.
That's right.
And he adds absolutely no sorrow with it.
Amen.
So I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I got drunk. And got rich. I tell you what, the devil gets you drunk and you get so po'. All the devil's drunks are broke, amen. All God's, everybody that drinks up the new wine, amen. The wine that comes from heaven, amen. You get blessed because you come under Holy Ghost influence.
Amen.
How many want some supernatural influence? God's about to do some things, amen, that you're going to have to be under his unction to follow through and go the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
And they go say, wait a minute, Lord, I ain't going over there. But if you're under his influence, somebody say hallelujah, you just stumble into the blessing of God. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. How'd you end up over there? I just happened to be at the right time at the right place. Well, you must have been real smart. No, I was toe up in the spirit.
Amen.
Somebody say it just happened. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of you are going to get impregnated with new visions and new dreams. Amen. I tell you, yeah. Somebody say, people, you know, there are people that gotten drunk and end up getting pregnant. Amen. Somebody's thinking I'm talking crazy. I'm talking, listen. God wants to get some of you drunk. Amen. And you're going to come out of that thing impregnated with a new vision.
Hallelujah.
Amen. With a new lifestyle. Somebody say a new goal. Somebody say hallelujah. God going to plant some stuff in you you ain't never thought you had. Somebody say hallelujah.
I never thought I'd want a tractor.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. God just wants to get you in the spirit of the Holy Ghost to where he wants to do some things that are beyond your understanding. That are beyond your intellect, beyond your mind. Somebody say amen. But when you toe up, you believe just about anything. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I'm about to get.
I'm about to get.
Drunk.
Drunk.
Faith.
Faith.
Most drunk people ain't scared of nobody.
Amen.
But thank God. You can swing even drunk, but the Holy Ghost is there. You'll never lose a battle. You think you win. He's fighting for you the whole time.
Amen.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Is trying
to come
to people
that
receive
him.
Don't take him off. Don't you get your little attitude that you know everything, you've got everything figured out the way God's got to come your way. You're going to tick him off and miss a blessing. Jesus comes to those. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to. Somebody say, there's a way to receive from God.
There's a way to
and this anointing I got right now, you can only receive it blessed.
Amen.
Listen. And it came to pass that when Jesus, Luke chapter 8, verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people, what? What did the people do? Somebody say, they did what?
Gladly.
Somebody say, what kind of people received him?
Gladly.
They gladly, not sadly, and not madly, but the people gladly received him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, hallelujah. For they were what? Waiting for him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you receive from God? Get glad and wait for him. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you want to receive from the anointing of God?
Amen.
Just get glad and wait and watch what happens. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. They were up in that upper room. Amen. Praying. And trusting and believing and waiting. Amen. Then all of a sudden something happened. Fire came down from heaven and rested on everybody's head.
Amen.
They all began to speak with new tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Amen.
Amen.
And something happened when they were waiting on God. They were waiting on God and got glad about it. And they said, listen, these people are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They waited the right way. How do you receive? Someone say gladly.
Gladly.
Say gladly.
Gladly.
Receive. I like this grace. I like this grace. Weeping may endure. Somebody say may.
May.
Endure.
Endure.
Only for a night. But, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say but.
But.
Joy.
Joy.
Somebody say
thank God.
Comes in the morning. The sun is rising. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. God's trying to get something across to you. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Get up out of the night. Open up the curtains and wake up. It's a new day.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. It was a nightmare, but you were only dreaming. Somebody
hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You made it out. Some of you dreamt that you died. You're not dead. You're still alive. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Some of you think had some stuff going on. It wasn't nothing but a nightmare. Hallelujah. Somebody say, wake up.
Wake up.
the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Now go over to chapter 10, verse 8. I don't know why my Bible just told me to. Woo! Glory to God! Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Somebody say revival. Before we even go there, remember, keep your finger there. Go to verse 9. How many of you believe in revival?
Amen.
How many believe in revival?
Amen.
How many believe in revival?
Amen.
This is Holy Ghost night before Pentecost Sunday.
Yeah.
The spirit of revivals. Backstage. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
And he's looking for some people that are glad. If you gladly receive, he'll play. If you'll gladly receive, he'll show up and do what you believe him to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things are happening like he's here. Do you hear what I'm saying? Backstage is the Holy Ghost, ready to do great works. Heaven knows it. Hell knows it. Amen. And I know it. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody that's got faith, hear me. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody say, gladly.
Gladly.
Receive.
Receive.
My God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Something's about to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Write that word down and remember it. Gladly.
Gladly.
Received. And he gave them, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house you enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from off your seat for a testimony against him. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Somebody say healing.
Healing.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Why are they healing everywhere? Why are they healing everywhere? Because if you go back over, Jesus did, he sent out these people. If the people will gladly receive, there'll come an anointing of healing on you. There'll come an anointing of healing on you. Somebody say, the disciples step up.
The disciples step up.
When the people
gladly
receive. We're going out there to tell people, hey, Nations Church is over here. I don't care, five people are out there at that park, or somebody just walking by, all they got to do is smile.
Amen.
Somebody say, gladly.
Gladly.
Receive.
Receive.
God will match their reception,
yes,
with healing anointing. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will match their reception with deliverance anointing. Somebody say, hallelujah. How do you think these great revivals happen over there in Africa and all these other places? Because the preacher gets up on the platform and all the people are just so glad that somebody is there.
Amen.
When people gladly receive, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
How many, Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one. Somebody say hallelujah. The city will rejoice that we're here.
Yes. Praise God.
Holy Ghost just told me.
Yes.
We were concerned about being rejected. I rebuked that in the name of Jesus. We're not concerned. The city will rejoice that we're here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God just told me, and as they start to rejoice and start to be glad that we're here, they just don't know it yet.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
As God said, as soon as someone smiles about it, as soon as somebody gets happy about it, I'll dose up the healing. I'll dose up deliverance. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. You won't have to be in a box. You can be exactly who you are. Somebody say, amen. You can do exactly what God told you to do. You can shout, dance, sing. You can be black, white, any color. Amen. You don't have to climb up. You don't have to paint yourself.
Amen.
They're going to rejoice that you're here. And when they gladly receive, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo. There's going to come. This city will be known for a place of healing. For a place of deliverance. Somebody say hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Write those things down. Glad reception. I see it in the spirit. So say glad reception. If not this weekend, I mean, I see glad reception. I see some things happening where some things are going to happen and people are not going to understand why are people smiling so much. What is this all about? What's going on here? It's not going to be normal. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say favor.
Favor.
If you pray for favor, so you start to pray for supernatural favor that you walk up with people, not because you just want to be blessed,
Amen.
Because you want them to be blessed.
Amen.
Do you catch it? Somebody say hallelujah. We're learning something about the anointing of the Holy Ghost here.
Amen.
Pray for favor, not because you want them to meet your need. God will meet your need. See, we don't pray for favor to get stuff from people. Amen. We pray for favor that when they see us, amen, they just smile and start to gladly receive. And if they gladly receive and smile when they see you, guess what's going to happen? God will respond to them by sending out disciples. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. Amen. That will have the ability to heal everywhere. Some of you are wondering, I feel I have a healing ministry. Somebody say line upon line. Precept upon precept. God's going to tell you how it's done. Stand up right now in the name of Jesus. Stand up. Get up. Get up in the name of Jesus. That healing anointing. Healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A healing anointing in the name. Healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yanama. Healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. A healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Healing anointing in the name. Yanama. Healing. In the name of Jesus, a healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Some of your arms are, some of you are feeling in your arm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Huh? Some of you are feeling it in your arm right now. Yeah. That's the healing anointing. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. That's the healing anointing. I dare you to put on any part of your body that's been ailing you right now. That's the healing anointing right now. Hey. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. It's starting to get hot on some of you. Hallelujah. That's the healing anointing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Something's going to supernaturally happen. Something, that anointing, you're going to be able to discern that anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to discern that anointing. Amen. You're going to come into things and you'll know it by the Spirit of God. Some of you will forget this message, but you'll remember it after it manifests. Amen. Amen. The people are going to gladly receive it. And all of a sudden, you're going to feel that same anointing that some of you feel right now. And you're going to say, hey, they're gladly receiving. Therefore, God's releasing healing. They're gladly receiving. Therefore, God's releasing deliverance. We're about to see the greatest healing move that this nation has ever seen before. God's about to release it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Whoo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. My God, my God, my God. Horadustanahai. Now listen, seven's a mighty number. Seven's a mighty number, and 70's a mighty number, especially in this place. God's going to cause this house to increase suddenly to 70. But it's going to be a mighty 70, and it's going to happen real quick. There's going to be a 70 anointing on it, amen? That's perfection times 10. Somebody say amen? That's perfection ready for use times 10, amen? That's a strong anointing of perfection and unity. Amen. And readiness. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. There's going to be 70 people moving under strong anointing out of this house. Amen. And God's going to send them out. Go here in your Bible. Amen. And it's the will of God. It's always been the will of God. Amen. Now, if you go right here, listen. My. Hallelujah. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to verse 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. Somebody say hallelujah. And sent them two and two before his face into every city and every place, whether he himself would come. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Wherever Jesus wants to go, he's going to get two to go for. So if Jesus wants to go to Conroe, he's going to find two people to go. So you got to get in agreement. You got to get in unity. Amen. And if you say yes, God will go with you. Amen. Notice he sent them out where he would come. Somebody say hallelujah. Lo, I be with you always and forever, even until the end of time. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. And he sent them out. 70. Somebody say 70. Isn't that better? At first it was 12. He sent out the 12. Somebody say glory to God for that. He sent out foundational people. Then after that foundation was laid, amen, he sent out 70 disciples. Foundation's late. He's about to send out the 70. Amen. Therefore, he said unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the labors are few. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, we have many,
of the few
laborers. Say it again. We
have many
of the few
laborers.
Speak it one more time. We have many of the few laborers. But the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, go your ways. And I send you, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. And it says all these other things, that all these things will happen. Glory to God. And I like this round here in verse 7. Luke chapter 10, we shouldn't be afraid of this. We got people to get out there. Some of you say, well, how am I going to? Hey, amen, we'll be able to handle it. We'll be able to handle it. This house will have many people blessed.
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen.
We'll be able to support it. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I believe while the world starts laying off people, the church will start hiring them.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
His economy is good at all times. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Say his company will never go bankrupt. Amen.
Amen.
And look, for the laborer, somebody say the labor, is worthy of his hire.
Amen.
Don't go to house. And in whatsoever city you enter, and it goes all these other things, they receive you, eat such things that are set before you. And when the people receive the word, gladly. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the people receive, somebody say, when the people
receive it.
Then you do what? Heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come unto you. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Now, I like this. This is what I'm going to claim right now for you. This is what I'm going to claim right now for this body. We're not going to receive them not receiving.
Amen.
We're going to put our faith that they're going to receive it gladly, and God's going to release healing. Somebody
amen.
Say amen. Somebody say, we will return.
We will return.
Not saying, oh, the Woodlands didn't receive us because we were black. Oh, the Woodlands didn't receive us because we were Pentecostal. Oh, the Woodlands didn't receive us because it didn't look like we had enough money. Somebody say, we're not going to say that.
We're not going to say it.
Somebody say, they're going to gladly
receive us.
And we shall return, just like Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 17 returned again with what?
Joy.
With what?
Joy.
Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan, glory to God, my God, hallelujah. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody.
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 Somebody say praise God. We'll be able to hurt you. Somebody say nobody.
Nobody.
No preacher.
No preacher.
No prophet.
No prophet.
Glory to God. Not no so-called this, so-called that. Amen. Nobody.
Amen.
Will be able to harm you. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
The devil's falling like lightning from the sky.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say get out of the heavens. Somebody say praise God. Because if he can be in the heaven, he can be in your future. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, in the spirit, Satan, I see you falling. I like this. I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to let you go. Is that all right? Now... And nothing shall by any means hurt you, nothing withstanding. In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That your names
yes.
are written.
Hallelujah. Yes.
In heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say I got a contract.
I have a contract.
In heaven.
In heaven.
In that hour, my God, my God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It said, Jesus rejoiced in spirit.
Amen.
Now, that's King James's interpretation, but if I were going to break this down to you in the Greek, it said Jesus had a Holy Ghost fit, and I can
Amen.
Prove it to you.
Amen.
I can prove it to you in the Word.
Amen.
This King James Bible is a translation from original text.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they tried to say, see, it didn't say he rejoiced. That word rejoice is not in the Greek. Amen. So they had to come up closest to the quick, easiest English words to match up to that either Aramaic text or Latin text that they were using, mm-hmm. or the Greek text that they were using. But if you were going to read that in the text, it said, at that moment, somebody say, glory to God. Jesus began to shout in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. He began to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Back then, that joy, when they were filled with joy, they would begin to shout and leap and spin around. It says it in the Bible. He began to leap, shout, jump, and spin around with joy.
Amen.
Circle that up and study it for yourself. So it's in that hour, my God. And we know which hours are in that season. Oh, I want to get away from this thing. In that season, somebody say, glory to God. In this hour, my God, my God. In this hour of our ministry, in this hour of your life, God's standing up and rejoicing.
Amen.
Somebody said,
it's like joy
way down on the inside. It's like fire shut up inside my bones. When God looks and sees the devil falling like lightning from the sky, amen, because the people are going out doing what God wants them to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus down on the inside of your spirit shouting. Woo! It'll be in you rivers of living water. Joy way down on the inside. What's the joy way down on the inside? It's Jesus in you. The hope of glory. And in that hour, somebody say, glory to God. He's been rejoicing. You want to find out what this joy, when you get it down on the inside, you just can't stop sometimes. Well, how many got so blessed you just can't stop? You don't know what it is. It's Jesus down there rejoicing in the hour.
Hallelujah.
Ha, 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 he going to come up laughing. There's a scripture in the Bible that says you shall laugh and hiss the devil That's out right. of his place.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jesus is going to tear the devil up.
Amen.
And he's not going to come up looking all bad because it's not all about that. Jesus is going to come up laughing. I whipped you 2,000 years ago. You don't know what's about to happen to you. I'm about to whip you again.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch me get blessed. Watch me get blessed. How you see me blessed? Don't get jealous. I said you should have shouted too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Whoo. Whoo. Ha. 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 Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all got to get out of that room. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come out of that sound booth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, he's ever before the Father interceding for the saints. I like this scripture here. Check this out. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, people that think they're smart, it's hidden from them. Somebody say hallelujah. They still playing hide and go seek. Amen. Those that think they know it all. Amen. And you'll never catch it. Amen. But, and has revealed them unto babe, even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, somebody say glory to God. Blessed are your eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up it goes on to tell all these things. And it tells about how Jesus, somebody say amen, started to pray for us. Somebody say, we're blessed, to experience the best of God. Never stand and just bless you. Can I just pray for you real quick? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power, for your joy has brought us to this new day. Not by the hand of any man. Hallelujah. Not by the word of any man, but it's been your spirit that's brought us thus this far. And we give you praise and we totally submit ourselves to your provision, your plan and your purpose. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless this weekend. Let no flesh be able to prevent your perfect will. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I declare, amen, that the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of this glorious life that we live. Amen. The woodland shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, even to Conroe, to Spring, all the way down to the Gulf. Need there be any rigs out there, get out there. All the way up to where you can't get any farther, Father. They'll be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. It shall no longer be hidden from them. Just like the waters. Somebody say hallelujah. Just as much as they know that the waters are in the sea, Father God, they'll know about your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sunday morning, y'all be blessed. Y'all just stay in the spirit of God and be careful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Is this your dad's, your granddad's thing?